I'm putting the light on because I want to read what was on the internet about our sister Juliet. Mrs. Juliet M. Poirier Blanchette passed away in her sleep of natural causes at the age of 96 on Friday, November 29th, 2013, at the Deauville Senior Center in Lowell, Massachusetts. She was born in Lowell, Massachusetts on November 6, 1917, the beloved daughter of the late Henry and Cecil Plouffe Poirier, and was the loving wife of the late Mr. Fernand J. Blanchette. Juliet received her early education at the Presentation of Mary School in Hudson, New Hampshire, and Lowell High School. In earlier years, she was employed in the office of her father's business. Henry Poirier's furniture store in Lowell. She was also the sales representative for Spirella Supporting Garments in the greater Lowell area. Juliet was a communicant of St. John the Baptist and St. Jean of Arc Parish. With her sister Gertrude, she helped organize many social events for the young people of both parishes. Juliet loved dancing and traveling. She enjoyed many trips to Canada and spent many happy times with relatives there. She went on a beautiful transatlantic cruise to Rome in early 1950 and was able to meet with Pope Pius XII. Her pilgrimage tour group was led by the Archbishop Richard Cushing's of Boston. With her sister and brother, she became a co-owner of Henry Poirier Furniture and Hobby Shop in Lowell. On November 11th, 54, she became the loving wife of Fernand Blanchette. On their honeymoon, they traveled by automobile cross-country to California, and on their way back, they collected numerous stones from many states and built a grotto to the Blessed Mother Mary at their home on 7th Avenue in Lowell. Juliet painstakingly cataloged each stone and listed each one and its point of origin on a diagram of the grotto. In the mid-1960s, she moved to West Springfield and later Springfield, Massachusetts. In early 71, at the age of 53, she earned her degree as a licensed practical nurse. She was fortunate to have her 84-year-old father in attendance at the graduation ceremony, and he was very proud of her. She and Fernand shared 27 years together until his passing on March 17, 1982, after a brave battle with cancer. Juliet developed a strong sense of spirituality and loved reading and studying the Bible with her dear friends in Springfield. She had warm and appreciative memories of her dear friends and neighbors, Joan Orlando and Jerry Setlin, and her close friends Kathy and David Jones, David Montero, and Camille and Irene Bergeron. They helped one another greatly and enjoyed each other's company immensely. We shall warmly remember her and how she answered her telephone with, "Praise the Lord, hello." And in the late 1990s, Juliet made a beautiful pilgrimage to the Holy Land. Due to failing health, Juliet moved January 8, 2009 to the Deauville Senior Care Center in Lowell. There she was able to see the nieces and nephews more often and especially loved the frequent visits to her brother Lucien Poirier and his son Henry. The family is very appreciative of the compassionate and understanding care she was given at the Deauville Senior Center and Hospice Program of the Greater Lowell VNA. In addition to her parents, Juliet was predeceased by her sister Gertrude and her four brothers Romeo, Antonio, Andre, and Lucien. Their spouses and their and nephews and Pierre Poirier. Juliet is survived by many nieces and nephews, including Dr. Richard Rubillard of Nashua, New Hampshire, and of many other family members. I just want to acknowledge that She was a gift to the house of prayer. She was a gift to Grace Church of Christ. I can't tell you how many years of dedication and obedience that she gave to the body of Christ in the Springfield area. I also will acknowledge that one of the highlights was when we were in Israel. Her and my mom decided that we were going to have a little time at a restaurant. And our tour guide allowed us to go to that particular restaurant. And out in the front yard was a huge camel. And she decided that she was going to take a ride on a camel. And to our amazement, paid the fee and got on that camel and decided to take a ride, giving us all a great laugh. She was a good sport, loved to do many things. She came to Canada with us. She came across the country to different feasts in Oregon, in the state of Washington, to Texas, many different trips, many different times to my home during the holiday season, Christmas and also for Thanksgiving. Her birthday, we celebrated together, and obviously the Feast of Tabernacles year after year, along with Passover in the later years, every single year, and being obedient to the Lord to the best of her ability, blessing many, many saints. So now I open up this podium to those of you who may have another level of, let's say, testimony that God had used Juliet to bless you and maybe to let her family know the value of one individual in the body of Christ that's willing to obey. Amen. So if you could do that right now, I'd appreciate it. Come on up, girl. This is Gail Noe. And we'll let her share what's on her heart.
I was very blessed to be the transportation for Juliet for several years as we met in a home church, and I would pick her up and we would have many nice, long, friendly chats as we went along, and I learned a lot about Juliet and we developed quite a friendship. But as I was in prayer here, something popped in that was, it's most unusual, but I will share. When we were in Israel, four of us went to shop at the last day before we were to leave. We had some free time. And what we did not know is that Friday in Israel, at a certain time, everything stops for Shabbat and they all go home. We didn't know that. And we were in the shopping and we were headed, there was four of us, Kathy and Carrie, Juliet and I. And we were headed for one store. And all of a sudden, now the way in is wide enough for a couple of cars. It was full of people. And we had no idea what we were going to do. We couldn't move. All we could do was move along with the crowd. Suddenly we broke into, and this is just a testimony of God's faithfulness. We broke into an open area, and a man just stepped right in front of us and said, "Can I help you?" in perfect English. Whether he was God's angel, only God knows. We told him our difficulty. He said, "Follow me." It was so crowded, we had to literally put our backs against the wall, and we went against the crowd all the way back to where he showed us how to get out. To me, that's just demonstrating that though everyone was going one way, God was directing us another way. Right. And all the while, Juliet was holding my hand, and it turned out to be a glorious day. And I just feel to share that with you, that it was quite a memorable time with Julia. Thank you.
Anyone else? Go ahead, Linda. Don't worry. Give what you have.
Can I do it next week?
No, because this is all going to be on one CD to go.
Well, let me think.
I don't think you need to think. I think you need to open your mouth.
I have one.
What?
I've been sick for a while, and I wanted to share the deliverance that took place in the hospital.
This concerns Juliet Blanchett?
No.
Okay. Anyone else? Judy, come on. Well, that's okay. When you open your mouth, he'll fill it.
Well, I don't know where I got such a desire to do recordings, record the tapes. And, not only that, but my main, I wanted to know how to type a label. But I couldn't really type. I couldn't even get the paper in the typewriter. But Juliet did all these labels. She had a typewriter, whatever. And then I got a computer, and that was my main goal, learn how to type on a label, you know. But anyways, I reached out to Julia, and it looked like she would, I'm very unorganized, but she had every tape, every message categorized, whatever. And Pastor Kim could say, you know, Julia, something came to me. It was 2.5 years ago. She could go right to that tape. And then people would go to her and say, you know, Juliet, God spoke to me through this message, and this is kind of the words, and it was in this tape. And she would go through the tape, because they didn't want to listen to the tape. That was too much trouble. They just wanted the message. She would go through the tape and just take it out, write it out for them, whatever. And so I started with the taping and whatever. No one, I don't think, ever appreciated, unless you tried it yourself, what that woman went through. That was above and beyond what anyone would ever do. I mean, I have so much appreciation for the way the Lord used that woman, and I am so grateful for how she helped me. And believe me, along the way, I kind of backed off because it was a gift for Juliet, but it was a labor of love.
Yes, it was.
Juliet had a sweet spirit. She was so sweet to Chuck and I. And as far as the recordings go, we were offered if we wanted the recordings after the service, we would go up and ask her. But there were many times where she would come up to us, give us a recording, knowing that it was meant for us, something in there was meant. And like Judy said, sometimes she would take other things out, just what she felt was God wanted us to hear. And I know that was a lot of work for her to do. In her later years, she was living by herself in her 90s already. And I think it was Kathy Jones who used to take her places. And sometimes she would call me and ask me to go maybe get a few groceries or something for her. And that was such a blessing for me to be with her at that time. And the last time I was with her was she needed somebody to take her to the doctors. So I took her to the doctors, and of course this is how she was. I was willing to help somebody else or do something for you, so she insisted that we go out to eat. So she took me out to eat, and it was great because we had such a wonderful bonding together at that. That's how I remember this last time we were together, because she was still healthy at that time. Uh-huh. And it was just a great time together. So I just love her, and I miss her. She was not only to the body of Christ, but to everybody. She was a blessing.
Amen. I also want to just say that for those who are listening to this message, that they would come to know the intensity of the harmony between Juliet and the Holy Spirit. When she would pray in the Spirit, as it speaks in the book of Acts, many times she would get the interpretation, and that interpretation would change lives. And her ability to obey the Holy Spirit, to bring forth whatever was on her heart, was a level of obedience that very few would understand. Dottie, is there anything in your heart? No. Okay. So all of you together, if you bow your heads, please, and say, Father, we trust you, to be with this woman, to carry her into the bosom of your heart, and the destiny that you have prepared for her in eternity. And we await the joining of her, spirit, soul, and body, in the resurrection that we all await for. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.